The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 24th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins returned to Earth as Apollo 11 splashed down in the Pacific. At the time, no one knew what to expect or what the astronauts might have been exposed to on the lunar surface, and all three men were kept in a quarantine trailer for 3 weeks. Only two more Apollo crews were subjected to this quarantine.
The elevator will take recovery one down to the hangar deck, where the crew will enter the mobile quarantine facility. And the flags are waving and the cigars are being lit up. And clear across the big board in front is President John F. Kennedy's message to Congress of May 1961. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. That has been accomplished.
Just 6 years later, in 1975, the last Apollo capsule to fly splashed down, bringing home the American crew of the International Apollo-Soyuz Test Project.
For a second, there it is, splashed down, and astronaut Stafford, Clayton, and Brand are home. As the command module has hit the Pacific, and we're waiting to see at what time it came down. It
was the age of Apollo is over. The crewmen of the final Apollo mission, Tom Stafford, Deke Slayton, and Vance Brand, splashed down in the Pacific today after 10 days in orbit and the first joint U.S.-Soviet mission. After the astronauts were aboard the recovery ship New Orleans west of Hawaii, President Ford phoned them to offer his congratulations. The president told the astronauts,
"As you know better than all of us, your particular flight also adds a new dimension, that of international cooperation, and that is extremely vital now and in the days ahead."
President Ford was offered a trip in space himself by the astronauts once the space shuttle program gets underway.
"Americans will not return to space for at least 4 years. When they do, it'll be in a revolutionary rocket plane known as the Space Shuttle."
These guys probably felt like they needed to be in quarantine, though. A problem with the Apollo capsule's reaction control thrusters caused them to activate after the capsule had re-entered the atmosphere and was coming down under parachute. As was standard procedure, vents had opened to allow fresh air into the capsule from outside, but instead those vents ingested enough toxic rocket fuel to nearly render the crew unconscious before they could open the main parachute. Astronauts Thomas Stafford, Vance Brand, and Deke Slayton had to spend 2 weeks in the hospital after their flight, hardly a fitting end to the Apollo program.
"Three Apollo astronauts suffered no ill effects from fumes which filled their cabin during splashdown yesterday.
Have been hospitalized at the Tripler Army Medical Center following their arrival in Honolulu aboard the recovery ship New Orleans. Doctors said the three complained of chest irritation after gas entered their command module during its descent into the Pacific yesterday. The so far unidentified gas caused the astronauts to put on oxygen masks, and NASA officials said Brand passed out for about 1 minute until the other two astronauts adjusted his mask. Space agency officials said the astronauts are in no immediate danger, though x-rays confirm they have lung irritation."
Dr. Charles LaPenta, who was the head of the medical team aboard the recovery ship New Orleans, told ABC News in Honolulu,
"I'd say their condition is good. They had a good breakfast this morning. They talked to members of the ship, and they walked off under their own steam and said goodbye, got in the car and drove up to the hospital.
And correspondent Shell says the astronauts have now been taken out of the intensive care unit at the hospital.
Composer Wilfred Josephs was born on this day in 1924. He created much of the music for The Prisoner. Robert Hayes was born in 1947. In addition to starring in the Airplane movies, he was also the new face of an alien visitor when Starman migrated from the big screen to a weekly series in the late 1980s. Wonder Woman herself, Linda Carter, was born in 1951.
I'll make you proud. I promise. There are many things you don't know about the world of men. There are even some women there who are less than our Amazonian ideal.
I believe I can handle them, Mother.
I know you can. You are my daughter. And a princess.
Comic artist Colleen Doran was born in 1968. Summer Glau was born today in 1981. And Anna Paquin was born in 1982. Born in 1984, Tala Ash, one of the future legends of tomorrow, and Arrow's Felicity Smoke, Emily Bett Rickards. Peter Sellers died on this day in 1980. In 1965, it was the end of an era as the final Doctor Who episode overseen by Verity Lambert, the show's original producer, aired on BBC One.
There it is, my dear. There's the TARDIS. Safe and sound. Didn't I tell you so?
Oh, am I glad to see that old police box again.
Oh, glad indeed. Well, we will start climbing down the cliff and get aboard as soon as we can. It's going to be an invasion shortly.
What, you mean any minute now that the Viking fleet's going to sail past here?
Yes, my boy, yes. And history will be allowed to take its natural course.
You know, I'm beginning to like the idea of being a crew member on a time machine.
A crew member? You'll be lucky. He's the crew. We're just the passengers.
Both very welcome ones, my dear. Come along.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was created and prone to spiral pain.